Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The chairman of the House January 6th committee announced today the committee will be making criminal referrals to the Justice Department.
CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane is on our news line. So, Scott, who does the committee want to charge and with what?
We asked the committee chair that about 15 different ways and 15 different times, but he's not committing to who a criminal referral will be issued against, nor exactly when. But we do have a sense of the ultimate deadline. This committee has to move on anything it wants to do, a final report, a criminal referral by January 2nd. That's when this committee must shut down its operations and must make all its decisions.
Could the committee recommend charges against Donald Trump?
Absolutely, but it's worth underscoring the committee's recommendations and its referrals are just that. They're recommendations. They're not binding on the U.S. Justice Department, but they come with some unique credibility and heft because this is an unprecedented congressional investigation. It's gone nearly 18 months, involved hundreds of interviews, nearly a dozen public hearings, and it's been very clear. The committee ascribes so much of what happened January 6th singularly to Donald Trump.
Scott, we understand the Justice Department special counsel has issued the first known subpoenas. What do we know about that?
They're issued against local election officials in Arizona and in Wisconsin and in Michigan. And the subpoenas were issued just 4 days after the new special counsel, Jack Smith, was appointed to be special counsel, an indication he moved swiftly to get these things out the door. Some of the recipients have confirmed the receipt of these grand jury subpoenas from the special counsel's office to CBS News. What happens next is unclear, but what's happened already is very clear. The special counsel is moving with urgency and or efficiency.
Hey, Scott, Congress today honored the police officers who defended the Capitol on January 6th. That must have been an emotional ceremony.
It was quite something. First of all, it's the Congressional Gold Medal, which is a rarely issued honor. It's the highest honor Congress gives. They gave it to the U.S. Capitol Police Department and the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department. Individual officers get their own replicas of the medal at a later date. There was a pretty powerful ceremony. But what happened at the end was quite a punctuation to this ceremony. The mother and family of a fallen officer, Brian Sicknick, who died of a stroke the day after the Capitol attack, went to embrace the congressional leaders who specifically honored Sicknick at the ceremony, but they snubbed Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy and Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell. We asked them why, and Sicknick's mother says because those leaders are two-faced and haven't done enough to distance themselves from Donald Trump or investigate and prevent another recurrence of a Capitol riot.
Scott, thanks for the update. That's CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane in Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.